Shalom. I am Jeff Mills, and you are listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teachings, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. Blessings, and may our Abba continue to guide you and lead you into all truth. Shabbat Shalom. The word guard can be a harsh word. When you think of it in terms of guarding someone, keeping someone confined and restricted and not allowing them to do certain things. Yeah, that is a form of guarding. And it's a responsibility. When you're given the duty to guard something or watch over something, you know, and that becomes your all-consuming purpose when you're told to guard someone. And guard can come as a command, or it can come as a request. You know, guarding can be something that is not very pleasant to do, or it can be something that we joyfully and happily do. You know, I'm the firstborn among my siblings, and I was always given the job to watch over my brothers and my sister as we were growing up. So, you know, essentially, I was told to guard them. You know, when we went to the store together, walked to the store, I would be told, you know, you watch over your brothers and your sister. And I never considered that a very pleasant job to do. I never particularly cared to take that on, but that was a task I was given to do. And so I had to guard over them. And guard is a word of action. It's something that you have to participate in, and it's something that you have to do. You can't passively guard. Guarding requires you to be engaged, and you are doing something. You're on alert. You are vigilant. You are watching. You are paying attention. You can't guard if you're not being active. And our Messiah, Yeshua, tells us in John 14 and verse 15, "If you love me, you shall guard my commands." You know, and when I hear those words, when I read those words, it causes a check in my spirit because it makes me stop and think. You know, he is calling me to action. And how well am I guarding his command? Am I just passively sitting by? Or am I engaged? Am I involved? Am I watching over and protecting his commands? How much do I love him? And how valuable are his commands to me? And the one big question we each have to ask ourselves is how far am I willing to go to protect those commands? Because protecting is part of guarding. There's no way to get around that. And when we're told to guard and watch over something, that means we put ourselves between what we are protecting and anything else that would come against those things to harm them. And the first part of what Yeshua tells us there really should make us stop and think. Because he says, if you love me. If. So he is calling our intent into question. Because it's conditional what he says here. And he's testing our loyalty. He's testing our commitment. And he is calling our faithfulness into question. If you love me, do this. And that is putting our love to the test, is it not? That is forcing us to examine ourselves and to examine our motives and to think about our level of commitment and what we are doing and how much his word and his way of life means to us. In a way, it is a challenge because he is saying to us, if you love me, do this and prove it. You know, he is asking us to put our love into action. And it's easy to talk about love, isn't it? It's easy to say we love. It's easy to claim that we love. But when we are required to do something, when we are required to make an investment and to be committed, that changes everything. And that's really what he's asking us here. Do you love me? If you do, show me. And how can we ignore his commands if we love him? How can we just ignore what he says and what he has asked us to do? And how can we twist his commands if we love him? How can we tweak and change things to fit what we want them to be to try and convert his commands to fit the life we want to live? How can we even think of trying to change his commands if we love him? Because he's asking us to guard them the way he gave them to us. He's not asking us to change them. You know, he's asking us to take these commands that I have given you, and if you love me, you will do them, and you will watch over them, and you will protect them. And how can we do anything other than to obey him if we love him? You know, some people get really upset when you mention the word obey. But we are called to a life of obedience. And there's no way around that. I mean, he took Israel out into the wilderness to teach them his way. And he began to teach them by giving them his commands. This is the way of life I want you to live. He didn't force them. He taught them. And he teaches us. Hasn't this been the message from Yah all along? Hasn't he always said, if you love me, guard my commands? If you want to be my people, then do this. Live this way, act this way toward one another, and worship me this way. Have you even stopped and considered this as being a test in the way that Yeshua says it here? If you love me. That is something that we really need to consider, and we need to consider it very seriously. Because so many people seem to just take his commands for granted and change them around to be whatever they want them to be so that they fit their lifestyle. You know, when we are called to change, we have to make our lives fit his commands. We have to live his commands. And we can't change those around to fit the life we want to live, because that's not really being converted and transformed and changed into his people when we do that, is it? We're making his word fit our lives when we need to make our lives fit his word. Deuteronomy 11 and verse 13. Deuteronomy 11 and verse 13. And it shall be that if you diligently obey my commands, which I command you today, to love Yahweh your Elohim and to serve him with all your heart and with all your being, then I shall give you the rain for your land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain, and you shall gather in your grain and your new wine and your oil. And I shall give grass in your fields for your livestock, and you shall eat and be satisfied. Guard yourselves, lest your heart be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other mighty ones and bow down to them. Then the displeasure of Yahweh shall burn against you, and he shall shut up the heavens, and there be no rain, and the land not give its increase, and you shall perish quickly from the good land which Yahweh is giving you. Diligently obey my commands. You know, our lives and the way we live and the things that we do are a statement. If we are not keeping his commands, then what are we saying? You know, he says, we just read here in verse 16, he says, guard yourselves, lest your heart be deceived. And it's so easy for us to deceive ourselves and to become convinced. And there is a very dangerous thing happening among people right now. And it's this mixing of all these different beliefs and creating something new out of all of them. And we can't mix Yah's word like that. We have to live by every word that he has given us. We have to be set apart. That's what being set apart is. It's living by his word. And yes, you're going to look different from everyone else. We must be set apart to Yah. And guarding his commands and putting them into action in your life makes you set apart. Loving him and his way of life makes you set apart. Guarding his commands makes you set apart. And we shouldn't take for granted what we have. You know, perilous times are coming. We're told that. And right now, we have a lot of freedoms. You know, we have the freedom to guard the Shabbat. We have the freedom to keep it set apart. We can come together for fellowship and to worship and to honor the Shabbat, to keep our appointment with him. And we should not take that for granted, because there may come a time when we can't even enjoy peace on Shabbat. You know, we have to be careful not to be conformed to the ways of this world. And that is part of guarding, isn't it? That is part of guarding his commands. And we need to think about that every day. Exodus 20 and verse 4. Exodus 20 and verse 4. You do not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of that which is in the heavens above or which is in the earth beneath or which is in the waters under the earth. You do not bow down to them nor serve them, for I, Yahweh, your Elohim, am a jealous El, visiting the crookedness of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing kindness to thousands to those who love me and guard my commands. There it is again. If you love me, guard my command. Be active. Be watchful. Be vigilant. And you notice how love is connected with guarding. That's very important. Because if we do love him, we will want to do whatever it takes to please him. It's not just going through the motions. It's not just doing something out of obligation. It's doing it because we love to. Because it's a joy to us. Because it's pleasing to us. And we want to please our Abba and show him that we love him. How many people who call themselves believers still have rebellion in their hearts and refuse to guard his command? All of his commands. You cannot divide your loyalties. And where does our loyalties lie? You know, who gave himself to redeem us? Who is offering us eternal life in the kingdom? You know, he asks us to guard his word and to guard his command. And why would we let anyone or anything interfere with that when he has directly told us what we must do? Because when you are told to guard something, you cannot allow anyone or anything to interfere with that. And there are people who are always looking for a way around Yah's word. You know, they bend it and tweak it and make it over into what they want it to say. What happens when we do not guard something? What happens when we do not watch over and protect what is precious to us? You know, we have an investment in those things that we guard. They mean something to us. And that's why we're vigilant to protect and watch over. Matthew 24, verse 42. Matthew 24, verse 42. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your master is coming. And know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Because of this, be ready too, for the son of Adam is coming at an hour when you do not expect him. Who then is a trustworthy and wise servant whom his master set over his household to give them food in season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, having come, shall find so doing. Truly I say to you that he shall set him over all his possessions. But if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunkards, the master of that servant shall come on a day when he does not expect it, and at an hour he does not know, and shall cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That is a failure to guard, a failure to watch over, and a failure to protect those things that are dear and precious. Yeshua showed us that guarding the commands is connected to a love for his commands. Do we love his word? Or do we look at it and say, oh, here comes that Shabbat again. I have so many things to do, but no, I have to stop and go spend 24 hours on this Shabbat. Or do we say, the Shabbat is finally here. I've been waiting all week. I get 24 hours with my Abba. And I can put everything else away and spend my time with him. There is love connected with obedience and in keeping his commands. In the beginning, we just need to obey and do as Yahweh asks us to do. But as we grow and mature, our obedience comes from our love for him. There's no one to watch over us 24 hours a day, every single second to see what we do. You know, when we're his people, we are in obedience to his commands no matter what situation we're in or what is going on, even when other people don't see, because it is our way of life. And we show him we love him by living his way of life. And he sees what's in our heart and what we do. We're not fooling anyone if we think we can play games with his word and nobody's going to know. You know, we reach the point in our walk when we no longer even think of keeping his commands is obedience, because it is a life, a lifestyle, a way of life, and it is a way of life that we love. We love obeying his commands. And there is great freedom in his commands. They're not burdensome. They're not oppressive. We're not prisoners. He gives us great freedom within his word. You know, that is why Yeshua makes the appeal to us. If you love me, he does not have to enforce his word on us. Because we obey him out of our love for him. And many people want to pick and choose what they love him enough to obey. It's a real test, isn't it? It is all or nothing. And if we are going to guard his commands, then it is all of his commands. When we are children, we obey our parents because we are punished when we do not. There are consequences that we want to avoid, so we do as they say. But as we grow older, we obey out of love. Because we reach an age and a place in our lives when we realize our parents love us and they care about us. And they are not just putting rules and boundaries on us for no reason. They are doing that for our own good. Because we don't understand everything when we're children. We have to grow into maturity. And so we learn to trust our parents. And we come to understand that what they are doing is for our own good, because they love us. And so we learn to obey them out of love and out of respect. And our relationship with our Abba works the same way. We don't understand every single thing he asks us to do when we first begin coming into relationship with him. We don't understand every single nuance and why. I think we've all found ourselves asking why. Why does he want me to do this? Why does he ask me to do that? And as we mature in our walk with him, we get it. We start to understand why. And then we love what he has told us to do. And he does not force us to obey him and live his way of life. I don't know anyone that has been forced into a relationship with him. But we do as he asks because we love him. We want to please him. We want him to be happy with us. And we want to feel that closeness. There is a closeness to having a relationship to him that is like nothing else. And if you have not experienced that, and if you don't have that in your life, then make sure you are guarding his commands. You know, he loved us first, but he will reciprocate more love as we show him our love and how much we love him by guarding his commands. You know, another aspect of guarding is it also means defending. And are you prepared to defend his word and his way of life? Are you guarding yourself against the world? You know, I have known people that were embarrassed and acted ashamed for anyone else to know that they lived their life in a certain way. We can't hide what we do. If we're living by his commands, you can't hide that, because it does become a way of life. And people are going to see that you're different. And we shouldn't be ashamed by that or embarrassed by that. He calls us to be set apart. And other people should be able to see that we're different in a good way. They should desire what we have. And when they see our joy and in the blessings that Abba gives us and just the peace that we have in our lives from living by his word, they should want that. So we can't hide that. How deep does our faith run? And how strong is our commitment? And how much do we really trust? You know, all of those things are going to be tested in each one of us. And not only once and not only twice, but many times over. Because he has to know, and we have to show him that we love him enough to guard his commands. We all face temptations and trials in our life, and there's always those opportunities to go astray, isn't there? There's always the opportunity to make the wrong choice. Always things laid in front of us to try us. We have to stand on our own, and no one can do that for us. You know, we have to be proven as individuals. And each of us have to walk through the refining fire. We have to. And we cannot refuse to walk through that refining fire if we want to be his. Because we have to have all the impurities burned out of us. We have to be refined and purified and be made into his people. We guard those things that are important to us, the things that have value, and the things that have meaning, the things that are precious. And guarding his commands will cost you. It will cost you, and none of us really know what the full extent of that cost will be. But if we take on that responsibility to guard, to watch over, and to protect his commands as he has asked us, we must be ready and willing to lay it all on the line if necessary. And if that is what is required of us. Because that's part of guarding, part of the responsibility. Psalm 121, verse 1. Psalm 121, verse 1. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from Yahweh, Maker of the heavens and earth. He does not allow your foot to be moved. He who watches over you does not slumber. See, he who is guarding Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. Yahweh is your guard. Yahweh is your shade at your right hand. The sun does not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. Yahweh guards you from all evil. He guards your being. Yahweh guards your going out and your coming in. Now and forever. He guards us too. He watches over us too, and He protects us. He is guarding. And we need to guard. Guarding requires dedication and vigilance. It requires commitment, loyalty, and love. We must love His commands to guard them. We must love His commands in order to be ready to lay down our life. His commands must be precious to us. Something that means more than anything in this world. His word is the word of life. And we are to live by every word that comes from His mouth. Every word, not just the ones that you pick and choose. All of His commands. There can be no halfway with Yah. He wants our all, our entire life. You know, we are called to be a living sacrifice. He wants all of us, our full commitment, our full loyalty. So that brings us back full circle to where we started. If you love me, you shall guard my commands. Leviticus 22:31. Leviticus 22 and verse 31. And you shall guard my commands and do them. I am Yahweh. Yeshua connected love with guarding. Why? Because guarding is an action, and actions can be without love. And if we truly care about something, then guarding takes on a whole new meaning, doesn't it? You know, as parents, how fiercely do we guard and watch over our children? And men, how fiercely do you watch over and protect your families? You know, we are willing to lay our lives down for something that matters to us, for something that we love and that is dear and precious to us. There is emotion involved. There is love involved. And we will tenaciously and vigilantly watch over and guard those things that are dear to us and matter to us. You know, Yeshua told a parable of a man who found a pearl of great price, and he sold everything he had to possess that pearl. Everything in this world, all of his worldly possessions. And how precious are the words of our Elohim. How precious are his commands, his words of life, his way of life that will lead to eternal life in his kingdom. How can you even put a price on that? How can you put a value on that? Because there is nothing in this physical world that can even compare to what he is offering to those who love him and guard his commands. His commands are given out of love for us, and we live in obedience to his word and to his way of life because we love him. Because we love him, and because he knows what's best for us, and we realize that. And we want to be like him. You know, he tells us to be set apart as he is set apart. Deuteronomy 6 and verse 4. Deuteronomy 6 and verse 4. The Shema. The Shema is all about guarding. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh, our Elohim, Yahweh is one. And you shall love Yahweh, your Elohim, with all your heart, and with all your being, and with all your might. And these words which I am commanding you today shall be in your heart, and you shall impress them upon your children, and shall speak of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up, and shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes, and you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. We are to love our Elohim with all of our heart, and we are to have his word in our hearts. We are to guard, to watch over, and to protect his word. Because we love him and we love his commands. And we keep his word close to us because we protect it and watch over it. We keep his word on our hearts, where it is inside of us, protected and safe. And we watch over it. We shelter it, we protect it, and we guard it. We love him. And if we love him, then we will fiercely and passionately watch over, protect, and guard his command. There's love and emotion connected to that. And if there is no love involved, if there is no love involved in keeping his commands, then you are just going through the motions. You are just going through a physical effort, and that becomes nothing more than a ritual. There's no love involved in rituals. Our Abba wants us to have a deep connection with his word, an intimate connection. He wants us to have an emotional involvement with his word. And love is all through his word. It is so closely woven into his word that you cannot separate it out. May Yah give us a heart and the will to guard his commands and to obey him in all things. His commands are not burdensome. They're not grievous. They're commands of love that demonstrate and show his love for his people. May he give us the courage to stand and to never fail to guard what he has entrusted to us. Amen. You have been listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teaching, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. May our Abba bless you richly throughout this coming week and guide you into his truth. Shavua Tov.